Before you cross the street, you better look both ways, or we'll throw you in the pokey for a dozen days. And all around the county, every woman and man knows we'll pull you over just to play our banjos.
The Police Accountability Report, brought to you by CopLock.org. CopLock is a decentralized project supported by a diverse group of individuals united by their shared goals of police accountability, education of individual rights, and the dissemination of effective tactics to utilize while filming police.
From Keene in the Shire, the Liberty Media capital of the world, this is Daryl W. Perry, host of the Police Accountability Report, brought to you by CopBlock.org. This week, a couple of stories that should cause anyone critically thinking to see that those wearing badges aren't always operating with the best of intentions. A former Henry County, Alabama sheriff's deputy has been indicted on charges related to stealing property from people during traffic stops. Nicholas Dwayne Cheek was indicted on 3 felony counts of second-degree theft of property and 1 felony count of intimidating a witness, according to a Dothan Eagle report. He was originally arrested on the charges in 2012. Cheek is accused of stealing property such as handguns and prescription medication from people during traffic stops between 2008 and 2012. The charges against Cheek were dropped by the state last year because the defense kept continuing the case, according to the newspaper. In other news, a Jersey City police officer pled not guilty this month to federal charges that he stole 600,000 cigarettes and robbed a government informant he thought was a drug courier. Mario Rodriguez appeared in court with shackles on his wrist and ankles. He spoke only to say he understood the charges against him, cargo theft, and conspiracy to commit extortion. The judge entered the not guilty plea for Rodriguez into the record. Several supporters in the gallery wept, and one woman who left the courtroom could be heard sobbing in the hallway. Rodriguez, who the criminal complaint says went by the name Mad Dog, also appeared to be struggling to keep his emotions in check. He lived a law-abiding life, according to his attorney, Brian Neary. He claimed these allegations go to the core of what he is and how he sees himself. U.S. District Judge Kathy Waldor ordered Rodriguez released on $250,000 bail to home confinement and electronic monitoring. A cargo theft conviction is punishable by up to 10 years in prison. A conviction on the conspiracy charge carries a maximum penalty of 20 years in prison. Jersey City spokeswoman Jennifer Morrill said Rodriguez, an officer with the city for 8.5 years, is suspended without pay while the criminal prosecution proceeds. According to the criminal complaint, Rodriguez was approached last month by a government informant who offered to help him steal cigarettes and TVs from a trailer park in Secaucus. With law enforcement agents doing surveillance, the two stole 50 cases of cigarettes and several televisions and drove to Staten Island, where Rodriguez sold the cigarettes to an undercover agent for $5,000. A week later, Rodriguez, the informant, and the undercover agent met with another undercover agent to discuss robbing a female drug courier who was also working undercover. 2 weeks later, on July 24th, they went with a friend of Rodriguez's to meet the courier in a mall parking lot in Jersey City. Rodriguez and friend Anthony Roman approached a car that law enforcement agents had set up with a bag containing $20,000. The two men identified themselves as law enforcement officers and threatened to arrest the woman, then pretended to arrest the informant and left with the money. They later divided up the money at a casino in Pennsylvania. Roman was also charged in the case. He made a court appearance, then was released on bond. That's this week's Police Accountability Report, brought to you by CopBlock.org. I hope you'll take a moment to consider just what it is that you are being forced to pay for with taxation and speak out against the violence and corruption. Until next week, stay safe and remember that badges don't grant extra rights.
When you're in our county and you want to drive, just remember to go 55. Cause all around the county, every woman and man knows we'll pull you over just to play our banjos.